I'm Al John Goh, co-host of the Disney List podcast as heard on Sorcerer Radio, as well as Skull Rock podcast, here with my wife, Kristen. Hello.
Hello.
You are an earmarked agent who books Disney travel vacations for people all the time. Give our listeners a reason why they'd want to give you a call instead of just booking a trip by themselves.
Well, I can do all of the legwork for them. I have expertise. I've been to the Disney parks well over 100 times, so they've got that knowledge at their hand, as well as it saves them time and money.
Where can people get in touch with you so that they can book their next Disney cruise, Disney park trip, Adventures by Disney?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
The Dining at Disney Podcast. The Dining at Disney Podcast. You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney Podcast. And now your hosts, Kristen and Bubba.
Where are the hidden places at Walt Disney World, at Disneyland, that you could grab a drink or grab a bite? My name is Al John Goh. I'm not Kristen, so please don't adjust your mobile player. This is the Dining at Disney podcast live. We're on Facebook right now. If you're listening to us on demand at Dining at Disney, thank you so much. Listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, thank you very much. But of course, I am a Marvel, Disney, Star Wars fan and Disney foodie, and also the co-host, typically, with my wife, Kristen, who's the co-host of the podcast of the Disney List, and also the co-host of Skull Rock Podcast with Disney film animator and all-around good guy author, filmmaker Dave Bossert. So feel free to check those out. But anyway, please like, share, and subscribe. Click that bell for notifications so when we go live, you get notified when we go live. You know, typically, I've spent like 20 years of my life doing radio and podcasting, and occasionally I sound like I'm drunk. I don't know why, but it does happen.
Maybe you are drunk. We don't know.
It could be.
That's the best thing.
could be having fun here. So we are talking about hidden places to grab a drink, grab some food at the Disney parks, at the resorts at large. And I am joined by our lovely and talented co-host we have here, Big Bubba B from the West Coast. West Side,
baby.
What are you doing, brother? You doing all right?
I'm doing good, man. I'm excited for the news we're about to share, too. Some other good news that broke yesterday.
Yes.
That Disney, got me all excited.
Yeah. Dude, it's always great to talk about Disneyland. And finally, after almost a year, man, we're hearing some great news coming from Disneyland. Also talking to us about some East Coast stuff there at the Walt Disney World Resort. We're joined by Eat the Pictures podcast and Dining at Disney contributor Kat. Hello, Kat.
Hello. So excited about Flower and Garden Festival.
Yes, absolutely. Favorite. Absolutely. I'm excited too about Disney, Marvel, and all kinds of great news coming to Disney Plus too. I just have to put that out there. Yeah. The Cruella trailer, Raya the Last Dragon, fun. They look great. I cannot wait. Cannot wait for the Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. My gosh,
man.
Loki. It's just going to be so tremendous. Yeah. So tremendous. So now that we have that out of the way, let's go into some news. And, Bub, I feel like we have to go. Yeah, where is my news sounder? Where is my news sounder?
Yeah.
I have. Okay, we'll just do this.
And now it's time for the news.
Kristen's gonna listen to the. Okay, so Kristen's gonna listen to the podcast and go, this is not the typical format.
You guys are so unprofessional.
This is not the script. This is not the script I gave you, Al John. You're totally veering off script. And but it's okay. It's okay. Let me tell you what happened to Kristen first.
Oh, yeah.
The reason why I'm substituting for Kristen at the control deck right now is because she fell down a flight of stairs.
Oh gosh.
And so I am giving Jack a bath. Exactly. Yeah. She pulled a Goofy and she was okay. So I'm giving Jack a bath, our son a bath. I'm bathing him. Everything's fine. I'm literally getting him out of the bathtub, and I hear, "Oh, John!" And I go, "Oh my God!" I put the baby in the crib. I run over to her, and she's at the bottom of the stairs. She's wearing her Mickey Mouse socks, and there's no tread on there. We have hardwood floors in the up and down the stairs. She fell on her butt, and I thought she broke something. And she has this huge blue, purple, blue, green welt on her thigh. It's her back, her arm. She knew that if she fell forward, she'd probably break her neck. She fell backwards and fell like tailbone, just like literally like a, like, you know, I don't want to say she fell like the priest from The Exorcist, but she kind of did, you know, she kind of did. And yeah, but she's fine. She's fine, but she's in a lot of pain. And while I'm at work, it makes it, she's like totally stressed out because the kids are stressing her out too, just because she's having a hard time running around, but she's okay. But I just want to let everyone know that's why I'm here today. So having said that, she is on, she's
on the resting. Disabled list. So she's on the DL.
She's been scratched. She's on the scratch list. She's on injured reserve right now. So here I am pinch hitting for her. And now we're going to go to Bubba for some Disneyland news. Bubba.
Yes.
Let me have it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yesterday. Exciting news. Exciting news.
Yes.
Find the, you know, they've been talking about this upcoming festival that they've been wanting to do and just teasing about it. Today, we finally got the name of it. It's going to be called the A Touch of Disney Food and Beverage and Shopping Experience. So okay. It's not going to be your average food and wine festival, of course, especially, you know, with everything going on. But this is going to start basically almost 1 year after the park closed down, March 18th. I believe March 14th was last year was the day the park was open. So it's kind of a good 1 year anniversary of reopening it back up. But yeah, opening March 18th and will run to at least April 5th. There's no end date right now. They're saying right now, April 5th is going to be, you know, kind of the date to do it, but who knows, it might be extended even longer, you know, depending on what's going on here in California. So it's going to be Thursday through Monday each week. So just remember that Tuesday and Wednesday, it will not be going on. $75 a person. Now, this, you think this might be a little bit expensive, but here's what you get with it. You get parking, which is usually around $10. You get to park at the Mickey and Friends parking structure. You get a $25 event gift certificate or gift card, which you can use on non-alcoholic beverages and food inside the event. And, you know, basically $40 to enter the park, you know, and to enjoy yourselves, because there's going to be some pictures to spots that you can take with certain characters. You get the free Disney photo pass downloads. Any pictures you take, you could download for free. And it's finally, you know, something's going to be happening here that we've needed in a long time. There's going to be food booths, about six other food booths open. We even have a list of them. One of them is going to be called the Delish, which you can enjoy Walt's chili from Carnation Cafe and very, 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 very Mickey waffle. Craft California Craft Brews is going to have craft beer paired with pepperoni pizza egg rolls, maybe some other things. These are just a little bit of the items that are going to be at the booths. LA Style, which is one of my favorite ones that they've had throughout the years, are going to have you know, kind of some of those good food and wine festival favorites that you've liked over the years, especially the one I enjoy, which is the pork belly banh mi, which if you haven't had that yet, it's really good. The Golden Dreams will include sweet and spicy chicken wings from Trader Sam's and strawberry rose lemonade, uncorked California red and white selections of wine by the glass, as well as California artisan cheese plates. And Cluck-a-Doodle Moo is back with grilled beef tenderloin, gumbo from Cafe Orleans, and specialty beverages. And not only that, there's going to be a couple other restaurants open. Smoke Jumper Grill will be open. Reservations will be needed for Carthay Circle and Lamplight Lounge too, and those can start being made March 4th. Tickets do go on sale. March 11th is for reservations. March 4th is when you could purchase your tickets for the event through Disney.com. We're going to post a couple links once everything is more information is released in the next couple of weeks. And we're definitely going to try to go the opening week. That's our plan right now. So we can enjoy a lot of those things. You're going to see a couple other places from Disneyland, some of the food from Disneyland go into California Adventure, like the skewers from Bengal Barbecue.
Yes.
The Monte Cristo is going to be there from New Orleans Square. I'm definitely getting that. And so a couple other favorites. I know. It's just, we need this. You don't know how long I've been aching for a Monte Cristo.
Dude.
So bad.
Yes.
So I just cannot wait for this to start. So like I said, it's going to start March 18th. Tickets go on sale March 4th. And reservations for Lamplight Lounge and Carthay Circle start March 11th. If you do get a reservation, that doesn't guarantee you entry. You must have a ticket in order to enter. So just don't think, oh, we have a reservation, we can come in. No, where's your ticket? So make sure you do that too. And I heard mobile ordering will be available for all all the places too, which is going to make things a lot easier. Because I have a feeling this is going to be a huge event. Everybody's going to want to come to this and just enjoy themselves. It's something that we've needed for a long time.
Yeah, man. You know, what I love about this whole thing is the fact that you can get park food, right?
I mean,
it's great to get all the great stuff from the fest that you had last year, but the park food, dude, bring Tupperware because you're probably going to want to take some home. Because you gotta think ahead. I'm thinking you have half of the Monte Cristo, then you take the other half home. Then you go get yourself a Dole Whip, you eat that whole thing. Then you go down and get some more treats. You get some more food from around the world, and you take a bunch home because you don't know when you're going to go again. And
yeah.
Or if you're balling like that, then you can go several times, you know, during that time. But and I understand, too, that you'll have an opportunity to get a bunch of really cool new Disney Numios as well. Did I say that? Numos? New Emos? Yeah. Is that kind of like My Chemical Romance, The Next Generation? Is that kind of
like that?
Kind of
like that.
New Emos?
Yeah. So there's going to be a lot of shopping experiences, too. And they also said you're going to listen to brand new music inside the park. A remix of Disney songs played throughout the park.
Oh.
So always something good to hear, too.
Oh, dude. I'm so psyched for you guys. So when you go, you go, I guess you're going to have to, you know, you may have to take some video and share some photos of Dining at Disney.
Right now we're planning the Sunday of opening weekend because I do have to, I'm starting to DJ now here 3 nights a week. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, but Sunday we're planning on being there that weekend,
dude.
Opening weekend.
That's amazing. Well, thank you, Bubba, for that report. And we look forward to your live stuff. And where can people follow you real quick? So that they know what's going
Dining
on.
Dining at Disney page on Facebook, big_Bubba_B on Instagram too.
I love it. I love it. Kat, what a little East Coast action now.
Next week starts my favorite festival at Epcot, Flower and Garden Festival.
All right.
There's lots of new foods for everyone to enjoy. I am extremely excited because there's lots of new gluten-free items.
That's right.
Lots of plant-based items for people to try. Mm-hmm. There have been some changes, some things that were on last year that they've changed. Last year, the what's his booth called? The Citrus Blossom booth had a lobster tail with lemon citrus. And this year they're doing a lobster salad, so it's less messy and you probably get a little bit more lobster, hopefully. That one's gluten-free. The Germany booth the Beer Garden booth has gluten-free potato pancakes this year, which I'm really excited about.
I love potato pancakes. Love them.
So good. Okay. There are two super cute sippers, Spike the Bee and Orange Bird, that are available. Those two are not new. They're from last year. But they're still really cute. So if you didn't get them last year, here's your chance.
Nice.
Love them. I have both of them because I'm insane.
Dude, honestly, like, who doesn't want the sippers? The sippers are one of the coolest things you can get. It's like,
I know about the same.
Dude, sipper cups and popcorn buckets are like the coolest thing.
The best.
Yeah.
And then some favorites are back this year, like Violet Lemonade, which is always a favorite. Let's see what else. A little Dole Whip with some boozy rum in it at the Pineapple Plantation. Oh, love this festival. Wow. There aren't any new topiaries this year. All the topiaries are already out. But if you haven't seen them yet and you're planning on going, they're all super beautiful.
They look amazing. Yeah.
The Ratatouille one is gorgeous. Celebrating the new ride coming at some point this year. Hopefully. We'll see. Nice. Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm super excited. It starts on the 3rd, which is next Wednesday.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
And if you, of course, to get in, you need a park reservation and a ticket, but it looks like all of the days have been refilled with park reservations. So if you haven't already made a reservation and you want to go, check it out. That's going to run through July 5th this year, which is a pretty long time.
Wow.
Nice.
So it's going to be great.
I am so down with that. And, you know, once again, these events are probably, you know, one of the best reasons to go to Epcot at any point. And so please go out there, enjoy yourself, and report back to us and tag Dining at Disney in your social posts so that we can share your content and your reviews when you go out there. That'll be a lot of fun. And also make your post there on the Dining at Disney Facebook group. Yeah. We want to keep the conversation going for sure. And speaking of keeping the conversation going, thank you, Kat, for that report. We're going to be talking about a little conversation that's been going on at the Dining at Disney Facebook group. And I believe it was it Todd that made a post about, yes. Bub, do you have this? Todd says hidden spots that you hidden hate spots. To tell everybody yeah, hidden, about.
Sorry, hidden spots that, you know, kind of like your little secret areas that you like to go to where, you know, not many people know about. It's kind of hard. Like, you know, we talked about this before the show at Disneyland because, you know, we just got two parks in downtown Disney. As to where Disney World, you have this huge giant town to to walk through and, you know, find some spots. But yeah, I think we still got a couple hidden spots over here at Disneyland too that we'd like to talk to you about.
That's amazing. So I tell you, you know, without any further ado, let's go with Kat first, and she will probably have some suggestions for both Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
Okay, so my first hidden gem. I hope you all enjoy it, but I don't want to see you there when I'm there because it's hidden. Is the sake bar at Japan Pavilion at Epcot. Nice. There's two that are great. The one in the store has been closed for a little while. Usually there's one in the back part of the Mitsukoshi department store, and I love that one. But then if you walk right outside the door, there's another one. And they serve sake, they serve frozen Kirin, they serve a couple other drinks, and then you can also get like small bites, wasabi peas, and things like that. And usually there's a line at the front where the kakegori is served. They have drinks. But if there's a big line there and you don't want to wait in it, just like go around the corner. And there's a second one, nobody's ever there. It's great. And then my Disneyland hidden gem is the Craftsman Lounge at the Grand Californian. They have really delicious food. They have great house drinks. They have great wine selection. They have great beer selection. And usually it's not very busy. There's tables you can sit at the bar. You can sit by the pool. You can hang out at a table with your family, whatever you're into. It's great. They have awesome. I personally like to drink an Aperol Spritz. That's my drink of choice. And they will pour it for me heavy, which is how I like it.
Love that.
So, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then some.
That's a good hidden gem. Again, don't be there when I'm there, obviously, but enjoy it. It's great.
Love it. I love it.
Bubba? You're not there every day. That's okay. So it's not like you're there every day.
You want to take a stab at it?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So mine, I mean, you may not think it's a hidden spot. I know a lot of people know about it, but you know, it's when I go, you know, when there's not something going on and I go, it's not too busy and I love the relaxation of it. And that is Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar in the Disneyland Hotel. It's right next to the pool. I know you've all been there. We've actually had meetups there for Sorcerer Radio when D23 is going on, and we filled the place up, you know, with our parties and everything. But when there's, like I said, when there's nothing going on or like no event or they're not selling a special tiki mug or glass mug, it's nice and mellow and calm. You could just relax and enjoy Hawaiian themed food and drinks, enjoy live music from a Polynesian band, and just have the time of your life. And like Kat said, they're heavy handed here too when it comes to the alcohol. And make no mistake, you have your choice of any type of drink you want here, and every single one is amazing. They even have stuff for kids too. You can bring your kids here too, and you know, enjoy the Polynesian atmosphere. The food is amazing. The poke bowls, the Hawaiian platter is one of my favorites. They even have cheeseburgers, a poo-poo platter, you know, sweet and sour spicy wings. But it's the drinks that keeps me coming back and, you know, makes this a pretty chill spot to hang out in. And, you know, I know everybody knows about it, but it's still a nice hidden spot to just get away from everything. You know, when you're in the hub and in between Disney California and Disneyland, it's hectic sometimes, you know, with depending on if it's a weekend or stuff like that. So just taking that walk through downtown Disney to the Disneyland Hotel and just having a drink and relax, it's an amazing feeling.
Dude, I'm with you 110%. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah,
what was that, Kat?
Sorry, I was going to say that they expanded the bar outside, like, pretty recently before the closure.
Oh, sweet.
So now it's easy to find a seat there.
Oh.
Before, it was sometimes hit or miss, but now it feels like whenever you go, there's some place to sit, which is nice.
Yeah, that's great then. I mean, because it's already big out there, in my opinion, anyway, so to even add more seating. Because I know I have been there where there's lines just to get in. It's usually on a weekend, you know, where you just...
D23
was
nuts. Yeah.
Dude. It was just nuts, but hey, I'm glad we got there early to get our spots.
You ain't kidding, man.
Yeah, because that line was like all the way down the side street, almost into downtown Disney. I remember that. But man, good times, man. Good times,
dude. So many good times. I'm with you, and we'll probably keep this conversation going a bit, because at Disneyland, we had a blast, Kristen, you and I, and I say Kristen, of course, joining you and I, Bubba. It sounded really weird, so I have to fix that.
But yeah,
hey, you know what? Partners in crime and partners in life. Ballast Point Brewing Company. That was legit. And the great thing about Ballast Point is the fact that they have an upstairs bar. So you go upstairs, a little bit more chill. You get to hang with the peeps that you love. And there's a little bit of an outdoor area there. But, of course, sensational beer. You've got awesome pub cuisine there. It's family friendly, which is good. Mm-hmm. But the great thing is that as the sun goes down, the lights go up. And you can just super hang with your pals. And it's just a really nice overlook of... you know, the downtown Disney area, which I dig, you know, so I'm really down with that. So that would be a pick for me for Disneyland. Obviously you mentioned, you know, Trader Sam's. I'm wearing the shirt now
Awesome.
And so Trader Sam's is once again just such a great hang. What makes the hang? Of course, great food, great drinks, the entertainment. When you look at the Hawaiian ukulele guys out there playing, which is like total vibe, and I dig that so much. But what makes it is the fact that you can hang with your pals, and it's just a super free, really great place where you can be yourself and have fun with other like-minded people that just love a really good hang. It's like you're going on vacation.
Yes.
And I love that. That to me is great. So those are two great hangs. And obviously Disney food culture is super in right now. Obviously people listening to this streaming right now on the Disney Dorks and on Dining at Disney and on the Disney List right now and on Source Radio. We're streaming live on these groups right now. You know, these little hidden gems are maybe not so hidden anymore, especially if you're listening to this, the several hundred of you that are partaking in a live stream right now. So that's good. But anyway, our tips and tricks for you. So that's Disneyland.
Yeah,
I will say this. Kristen and I had for Walt Disney World had an amazing time at Wine Bar George, and Wine Bar George is at Disney Springs location. It is just one of the coolest hangs if you're down with wine, if you're down with having a charcuterie board there just for the chill hang, because you know, George Melotes, who's the master sommelier there, he just has created just one of the most cool, you know, it's very wine country like, but it's really, it's not intimidating when you go there. And so that's, I think, really important, especially if you like to hang and want to try wine. He makes it really great. The whole point of the sommeliers there is they make it super accessible for you, so you can enjoy yourself without having to feel intimidated. And another thing they have there are those chilled wine. What do they call those things that Kristen loves them so much? They're like frosés.
Yeah.
So the frosé is great, and I think you have something similar there at Disneyland over there at. Over there at DCA, the name escapes me right now. But anyway, but you have frosés, and those are great. So that is a cool hang. It's a different vibe. It's definitely different than Trader Sam's. Now, here's something that Chris and I love as well. So over there at Disney's Boardwalk, we talked about this on the Disney List last week, is Abracadabar. And it's a little bit, right? Kat, my girl, you know me, you know us. Incredible tricks, even better drinks. And this is, once again, I love the theming for this. It's speakeasy-like because it has all the Harry Houdini magician stuff in there. Vibe is super cool because, once again, I think vibe scores on that list. You have great food, great drink, awesome vibe and theming. And once again, you go there, it just is a celebration of all things cool about that boardwalk and magic. So, so once again, just super cool. And like I said, the drinks are amazing there as well. Another lounge that I'm going to say, which is also being discovered by many, is Nomad Lounge. And Nomad Lounge at Disney's Animal Kingdom is just a really nice kind of, you kind of have to go in on the way to Pandora and you just make a little bit of a right, and the lounge is just facing into Pandora, so you have that really nice background of all this vegetation, super nature, super chill. But you know, the mixture of Asian, Latin, African cuisine and the fine drinks that they have there, the fact that they have the outdoor patio furniture, super posh but yet also relaxing, very comfortable, makes it great. And the meal pricing, the lounge menu is like $15 to $34. So if you just want to be there for a drink and just chillax, it's just really cool. You just, you're just there to have a good time. So,
nice.
And it's right behind Tiffin's. So, once again, I think the hang is great and it is a little bit out of the way, because you have to kind of go around Tiffin's in order to access the lounge. So that's another thing, that's great. And one of the last things I will recommend, and it's because it is so hidden, is Stargazer's Bar over there at, I think it's like the lower level of the Planet Hollywood. No one's ever there, right? You have a great bar staff. You're able to kind of chill, get your drinks on. They usually have a live performer or band there. And I think it's just really neat to just go there and chillax, because once again, it's out of the beaten path. It's kind of out of the way. They have entertainment there. And it's outdoors too. You know, it's like a covered patio. So it's just a really neat hang. It is out of the way. And I don't know if a lot of people are down with it, but if you like, you know, watching some, it's like a sports bar outside kind of vibe. So you get to just chill, have some great beer, enjoy some great entertainment. They usually, like I said, have a singer songwriter there or something. So anyway, that's awesome. We lost Kat.
Oh no, we did.
Yeah. I don't know where Kat went.
Lindsay, cat's out of the bag.
Cat's out of the bag. I hope Kat, you can join back in if you have any issues. Is she there? Oh, her connection died. Okay, she'll be joining us. So I would like to take this time to say hello to the chat. Lindsay says,
Hello, chat.
I can read. I know you guys can't. She says, Trader Sam's is awesome. Yes. Lindsay gets a gold star. She is one of the fan backers, fan supporters of Dining at Disney Podcast.
Thank you so much. I know. She is.
Michelle is saying hi as well. So hello, Michelle is in here. And Lindsay,
hey, Michelle.
Yeah, also like to say hello to Marianne. Marianne is here as well. Hello. And Kristen is seemingly, she must be super bored.
I'm extremely sore and bruised, but I'm okay.
Yeah, she must be listening. She must be watching or listening to the live show right now on Facebook. So anyway, so those are some of the things.
Hey, she's back.
Was there any comments from Todd there? I don't know if you found the thread, but if there's...
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh. You see, this is the new technology of the live Facebook podcast.
My whole internet just died, like the whole thing.
Hey, by the way, Marie, your mom says hello.
Oh, great.
She's in there. Hi, Mom. Hi. Missy, Mom. I haven't seen you in like 5 years.
Hello, I know. So we saw our last D23.
Gosh, yeah. But was it? Oh, last D23. Taylor, so maybe it was a couple years ago.
Yeah. So Taylor misses her. I know Taylor misses your mom a lot too. So,
Kat, your mom.
She always asks about you guys.
Oh, I think she's friends with Taylor on Facebook too.
She is. Yeah. She is.
Yeah. So Marie, you are a gem and a national treasure. Should be protected at all costs. So, yes. So we love cats.
You know, I wanted to add one more thing too about these hidden spots, because this is somewhere that we've hung out with Al John and Kristen. Yes. I think maybe Kat has, but the Mendocino Terrace at the winery in DCA, the upstairs part.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Good Lord. I mean, it just hit me all of a sudden, like, gosh, we've had so many good times here, and it's hidden. It's kind of hidden.
You're right.
You know? We've had such good times over there drinking and just chilling out. You have a nice aerial view of California Adventure, of Cars Land, and everything else, you know, just out there. That's another spot that I totally forgot about.
Okay, 100%. Yes, add that to the list. For those who are keeping score at home.
Did we talk about Tuto Gusto while I was gone?
What's that?
Did we talk about Tuto Gusto while I was gone?
No, we didn't. So good, go for it.
Talk about Tuto Gusto.
Okay, talk about it, because I love it too.
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Oh my God. That's my favorite. Mom, she knows. We go there, we get glasses of Rosa Regale, and we eat antipasti. It's so good.
Amen.
They're an extended like wing of the Italian restaurant. What is it? They're Tutto Italia right now.
Yes.
But when they're normal, it's so nice in there. Cool. It's all like rock walls.
It's a wine cellar. Yeah.
Like sitting in a basement. It's great. Love it.
100%. We go there and we try to get the corner table.
Yeah.
You get the corner table around all those barrels of wine. You sit, you relax, you have a charcuterie, you have a couple of bottles of red, and you just have at it, and you have the funnest time. The servers are always great, and the food and drink is always amazing. And what better place? It's, you know, the thing I like about that place is the fact that there is more room in there than Cava del Tequila.
Truth.
All right, because let's face it, we could do an entire show, and Kristen will, about the best bars in the park, right? Yeah. One of the best bars in the park is La Cava del Tequila. There's no doubt. But it's now a thing. Like, so everybody's small. It's so small.
They have an outside line now.
Look, my studio is bigger than La Cava del Tequila. And so it is just, and I kid you not, Pepe is the man making the best margaritas in all of Disney, right?
Pepe's his name. That's awesome.
Dude,
that's
Pepe, so once again, Pepe, awesome. Much like Marie, is a national treasure and should be protected at all costs because Pepe makes the best margaritas I have ever had. The blood orange margarita, the mezcal, it's just so good. It is where the Sorcerer Radio meet was. That is where I got crunk with the rest of our Sorcerer Radio DJs. With the $5 tequila specials. $5 tequila specials. That's where I had the what?
Scorpion?
That's where I ate the scorpion.
Oh, wow.
I ate a scorpion. I not only did I have a scorpion, I also had the worm because it was flowing. It was flowing. You know me. My kryptonite, y'all, and I'm telling you this, my kryptonite, tequila, mezcal, mark it. Kat, Lindsay saying, Kat,
yes.
Are your earrings Mickey?
They're Mickey's.
Yes.
I don't remember who made them, but I'm in love with them.
Yeah.
That's cute.
That's nice. Is it an Etsy thing?
I think it's on Instagram.
Oh,
Carly Wiesel posted that she had them, and I had to have them because they're stupid.
Kristen, by the way, texted me, and she said, Nomad Lounge. And
oh yeah, of course.
You know, Nomad Lounge. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how many times we've been to Nomad Lounge there at Walt Disney World. And now we talked about it. We just talked about it from Animal Kingdom. So she may have tuned in a little bit late there. But yes, we did talk about Nomad Lounge. I know my wife. I know my wife. I know her. Look, we could literally spend time talking about the bars, but this was basically a hidden, you know, a little hidden gems edition of the show. I will leave two more things for consideration for the general public here. So one of them is PB&G at the Four Seasons Resort Orlando, off the beaten path, because you have to go to Four Seasons Orlando. It's right behind Golden Oaks on there on the Walt Disney World property, but it is a lakefront platform. Right there, close to a little man-made lake there, and it is a pool, bar, and grill. And they probably have some of the most amazing appetizers, super chillax, very refreshing. The lounge is such that they can open the curtains. You guys are able to just kind of, you know, come out and hang out in this loungy outdoor area, you know, very much like the lounge, just like an outdoor lounge should. Just really, a really great vibe, especially by the pool. So there it is, Four Seasons Resort. Definitely check out PB&G. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about Oscar's Brasserie over there at the Waldorf Astoria. And I say this because they have the best breakfast, y'all. And it's, once again, Waldorf Astoria. They're on Walt Disney World property. And Chef Oscar, You gotta go out there. You gotta have it, and you have to have the Eggs Benedict. It is what made the place famous. He is the Eggs Benedict man. And you go to Oscar's. You have the breakfast Saturday and Sunday, okay? And yes, they have a contemporary breakfast. It's casual, elegant. It's nice. Bring the family. But dadgummit, if you don't go for the Eggs Benedict, if you don't have the Eggs Benedict, you're missing out on life.
Wow.
You are missing out on life because that is literally that is what gives us sustenance.
Good hollandaise sauce.
They basically invented it, right?
Invented it.
I mean, the French people are probably going to, you know, throw rocks at me now. But, you know, the fact is this is truth. And you haven't lived until you've been there to have Oscar's, the hollandaise sauce there. So
That is your hollandaise hate mail to Al John.
Hey, go. Look, man, I'm just saying, Oscars. You ain't lived until you've been to Oscars. Just saying. Funny. It's like you ain't been to Disneyland until you've been to Carnation Cafe, and this is the truth.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Carnation Cafe, you just ain't at Disneyland until you go there, honestly.
There you go, that is.
Right? Any final notes from you guys? Bubba?
I'm just happy something is happening. Something's finally happening here in California. Thank goodness. Wait now. A couple weeks now, can't wait.
It's happening. It's finally happening. I love it.
We'll see if their website can handle the traffic this time.
Oh, gosh. You know, that's right. You know, that's right.
That's true.
Well, anyway, Bubba, I don't know if you have the script up, but I'm going to read my portion of the script now. You ready?
Oh, okay. I'll get mine up right now.
All right. I'm going to smile from ear to ear because this is how you broadcast, y'all. Yeah. We hope you've enjoyed today's show. And if you haven't already, make sure to like, share, and subscribe and hit that notification button so you can find out when we go live. You can also check out this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Anchor, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, Google. You can do it. I know you can. Leave us those 5-star reviews. Even if you have 2 hands, you can give us 10 stars. That would be great. Anyway, you can find Kristen at Dining at Disney, diningatdisney.com, Dining at Disney, and all social media, especially Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And for all of your Disney Universal trip needs, Kristen is there for you. She cares. So you can go ahead and email her for your free quote today and book your trip. Make those plans at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. It's free, and she saves you the cheddar. You can also make sure you check me out there at the Disney List. Kristen and I, every Sunday, we go live on Facebook. We go streaming with our broadcast partner, Sorcerer Radio, celebrating 20 years of Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Unbelievable. Follow us. You can also follow me at Skull Rock Podcast with me and Dave Bossert. We just talked to so many Disney artists, Bancrofts. We had Tony Anselmo, the voice of Donald Duck, on Floyd Norman for Black History Month. He's a living legend. One of the guys that brought so many Disney characters to life over a course of decades, y'all. So please check out the show. And you can also check out our friends, WDW Park Hoppers, Park Hopper John and Sid. Sid just came back. Sid, best wishes, happy vibes. So thank you. Check them out as well on their podcast. And that's awesome. I stole all your lines.
Bob. You did. That's all right. I'm going with the flow here.
Go for it. You want to take the line. Take the line, bub.
Bye. You said it all. I mean, I don't know what else I can say. You can find me on Instagram.
That's right.
@big_bubba_B. Go to the Dining at Disney Facebook pages. Like you said, let us know what you think of the show. If you've been to the park, let us know what you're eating, what you're drinking, and give us some of those reviews on what you think everybody will enjoy, and share your pictures too on that Facebook page. And I'll send it over to Kat. Where can you find Kat at?
You can find me on Instagram @catastrophe, CAT_ASTROPHE, or you can find me at my podcast @eatthepictures on Instagram, eatthepicturespodcast.com, on any of your podcast platforms. It's about movies and food, my 2 favorite things. So check us out.
I love the podcast. Subscribe to it today, y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And, once again, feel free to send Kristen virtual hugs on the Facebook group for Dining at Disney. We do appreciate it. Yes. Virtual hug. And once again, thank you guys. That's right. Thank you all so much for joining us for yet another edition of Dining at Disney, the happiest place on earth. Until next time, don't forget to chew your food.
This podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or its holdings and is intended for entertainment purposes.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what's really funny is that I told Kristen, I said, this is not how you write a script. Like, I don't know where I'm supposed to stop and where Bubba's supposed to go.
I know. I'm all, oh, he's just going with it. All right, let him go.
You know, I'm like reading and reading. It's like, where am I supposed to stop? Where am I supposed to stop? Like, you know, it's funny.
I don't want to stop you.
Was it last week that someone said, that the bloopers at the end of the podcast were hilarious.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're doing really? This again. We're having more bloopers at the end of the podcast. So I'm going to tweak Kristen's script for next week. Just for
tweak it. Yeah.
And then she'll open up the document and be like, what did Aljon do?
What?
He rewrote the show. He rewrote the show. Anyway, bye everybody.
Skull Rock Podcast, talking all things Disney with your hosts, Aljon Goh and Dave Bossert.
Do you just love to learn more about the magic that embodies animated films, theme park attractions, and more? The all-encompassing universe created and produced by the genius of Walt Disney has spanned nearly 100 years and counting.
From his earliest film endeavors with the Laugh-O-Gram cartoons and the Alice comedies, to the creation of Mickey Mouse, to the first animated feature film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and then dreaming up Disneyland, Walt Disney continuously raised the creative bar, and today his company has carried on that tradition as a global entertainment juggernaut. I'm Dave Bossert, artist, filmmaker, and author.
And I'm Aljon Goh, musician, podcaster, and radio guy. Every week, Dave and I will explore the entertainment galaxy that is Disney with insightful conversation, stories, and special guests talking all things Disney.
Listen to never-before-heard stories and behind-the-scenes moments from some of your favorite Disney films, theme park attractions, performances, books, music, and so much more from knowledgeable, insightful, and thought-provoking hosts and guests. Hear the latest news about Disney past, present, and future.
Skull Rock Podcast is your go-to source for the magic we all love. Skull Rock Podcast. Visit skullrockpodcast.com.
I'm Kristen Hetzel, vacation planner, world traveler, Disney foodie, and theme park fan.
I'm Aljon Goh. I'm the husband who's also Disney, Star Wars, and Marvel Comics fan. And together, we host a Disney List podcast.
Every week, you'll hear us list our favorite things about Disney theme parks, films, shows, travel, Marvel, and Star Wars in a top 10 list, rankings, and more.
That's an impressive list. Subscribe to the Disney List podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, or your favorite podcast platform. You can even stream us on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com and check out our live shows on Facebook. The Disney List podcast. Visit thedisneylist.com.